I am a medium. That means I can communicate with spirits, amongst other things. I started seeing spirits before I can even remember. I grew up feeling cursed, but now I am taking control of my abilities. Welcome to my Spirit Diaries. Welcome to Spirit Diaries. So I just want to say a quick thank you for all of your support. And I would like to ask that if you are enjoying the podcast, please don't forget to rate it 5 stars, subscribe, follow, share it with your friends. And of course, don't forget to head over to YouTube and check out my investigations that correspond with some of the episodes. They are really exciting. I have absolutely loved the Fort Loudoun investigation. And soon we are having another investigation come up to an old cotton mill, which is also really interesting because I get a little bit into evidence review in that episode. And I personally think I've got the most convincing spirit box session I've personally had so far, which is interesting because, as you know, I'm not quite sure how I feel about all of this spirit box stuff and if it's actually working or not. So I am always curious to go in with an open mind, but always with a skeptical eye, as you know. But let's jump into today's episode. And finally, I have made it to high school. So I'm out of my creepy middle school, which I am thrilled about. And I was always really excited to go to high school because I thought everything could change. I knew the rumors about me being this creepy, witchy ghost girl would not follow me because there was no one coming from my middle school that was going to my high school. So I had the ability to completely reinvent myself, which I was thrilled about. I was ready to not be a weirdo. So, as I got to high school, I was in the auditorium because I decided to take a class, and the class was held in the auditorium. So, we had our class on the stage, and I remember one day we were all sort of hanging out on the stage. Our class didn't do anything. It was just one of those BS courses where you just sort of sit there and hang out and get an A. And me and a group of friends I had made were all sitting there, and we had been given each different task in the setting, and I was given the responsibility of attendance and just sort of making sure everybody was there. I marked them here, and then I had to make sure they remained in the classroom on the stage for the remainder of our period. So I had occasionally, you know, swept the room and made sure everybody was there. And like I said, everybody had all these like sort of different responsibilities. And that just happened to be mine. And as we were sitting there hanging out, I look out into the audience where there's all these chairs, and I see a girl chilling way in the back of the auditorium. And of course, I'm a little annoyed because I'm a person who doesn't really like confrontation. I don't want to go out of my way to yell at you. So I was feeling a little weird. It was also a little weird that I was the same age as these students and I had to be responsible for their attendance. One of the most, you know, annoying things is, oh, hey, don't skip, you know? So I was a little bit, you know, not comfortable with my position in the class, but I had seen her out there and I told my friends, I'm like, who is that? Like, who's back there? So tell me their name so I can call her back up here. And everybody sort of turned and looked out and they're like, who? And I was like, the girl. I was like, she's 2 seats in from the back row. I was like, I know it's kind of like dark back there. I was like, but you can see her. It's like, she has her hair down. She had a braid. And I was like, she's right there. I was like, I don't recognize her. I was like, what was her name? And they're looking and they're like, who? And at this point, I'm like really looking and I'm like, that girl right there, and bam, gone. She wasn't there anymore. And at this point, I had distanced myself so much from the paranormal that I honestly forgot I can see ghosts. And I know to some of you that might sound absolutely insane. Like, how could you forget? You can do this weird thing. No, I genuinely forgot. It's something, like, I can't reiterate this enough, that I didn't want anything to do with. So when it wasn't in my face, I quickly forgot that I had any sort of, you know, ability to see ghost. I totally erased it from my mind the second there wasn't a ghost in front of me, you know? It wasn't a thing. So I start really getting wigged out because I'm like, wait, either this girl is now laying down on the floor hiding, which I knew was a possibility because I had done, so nobody could see you, or she was a spirit. So I decide to take my best friend at the time and I'm like, come on, let's go back there. I swear I seen a girl here. So we're walking back and I see the chair that she was sitting in and it's empty. And I told my friend, I was like, did you really not see anyone? And we got down on the ground and we're looking underneath all the seats and all the aisles. I went in the guy's bathroom. Nobody was in there. And then she went in the girl's bathroom and nobody was in there. We were just sort of, you know, confused. And of course, my friends were very confused because they had never seen her. And, you know, my friend starts to question and she's like, hey, well, you know the story, right? Oh, I have chills. I was like, no, what story? And she's like, well, there was a girl who died right there in that seat. And I didn't want to say anything. She's like, but now that we didn't see anybody back here, she's like, you could have seen a ghost. I was a little bit caught off guard. I was not expecting this. You know, I know all auditoriums are supposedly rumored to be haunted, whatever, but I didn't think somebody actually died in ours. And she told me, yeah, you know, a few years ago, there was a girl and she had fallen from the catwalk. And if you guys aren't familiar with a catwalk is, basically in an auditorium, you have a stage on one side and on the very back side of the auditorium, there's like a little box up by the ceiling, or sometimes it's on the floor depending on the size. But there is a box with a light booth in it so they can control the sound and the lights happening on the stage while people are performing on the stage. Well, from that light booth, there's typically a little tiny walkway above the auditorium that goes from that booth to behind the stage. That way, if a production is happening, somebody can go from that booth all the way behind the stage and communicate with them or change something over there without disrupting the audience and walking through the audience. So our auditorium did have a catwalk, and it happened to be just a thin wire that you balanced on with two wire sides on it. So it just was like three wires that you sort of shimmied across the auditorium on. A few years before I got to the school, you were actually allowed up there, and students were trained to use the catwalk, and they were allowed to utilize it. Now, not all places have just a wire. Some places have a full walkway. Some places have like a board. So it does vary auditorium to auditorium. And ours was one where you should really wear a harness and clip yourself in to walk along it. It was very reminiscent of a ropes course. Well, back in the day, you know, a few years, not too long back in the day, but a few years before I had gotten there, they did not use any sort of harnesses or anything. They just walked across very slowly, very carefully. And there was a girl who had fallen from the catwalk. She fell through the roof. She fell onto that chair. And when she fell, her neck hit the back of the chair and it snapped her neck and she died. At that point, I sort of played it off with my friend because I didn't want to get into, oh yeah, you know, sometimes I see spirits. So I was just like, ooh, that's creepy. Anyways, I tried to ignore it. And clearly my friends started to talk, you know, they were like, ooh, Birdie, she's seeing a ghost. And they were saying all this kinds of stuff.
Wait. I'm channeling a message from beyond. It's from today's sponsors who make creating this podcast possible.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey. It's Birdie. Did you all know that Robert and I went on a spooky adventure? We visited 6 notoriously haunted locations over the course of 6 days, and we recorded it all. We've even won a film award for it. Yeah, that's right. We freaking won. And this is all available to watch for free over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/spiritdiaries. Yep. Go watch it right now, subscribe, leave thumbs up, and tell all your friends about our free season streaming on YouTube right now at youtube.com/spiritdiaries. I can't believe we did it. Hey, it's Birdie. Did you know that we have an Etsy shop filled with handmade items and incredible vintage pieces perfect for witchy and spooky decor? Go over to spiritdiaries.etsy.com. That's spiritdiaries.etsy.com. And indulge in self-care with my handmade bath salts, bath bombs, body oils, room sprays, and 100% beeswax candles. Treat yourself and help us go on more spooky adventures and keep this podcast going.
It sort of fizzled out until one day we were playing Manhunt in the auditorium. And backstage was all painted black. Our stage was black, our curtains were black. Everything had been spray painted a matte black behind the stage, including all of the rooms back there. So when the lights were off, you genuinely could see nothing. It was pitch blackness, because even if you started to see something, you couldn't, because everything was black. So it was incredibly hard to see anything at all. And if we were ever backstage, we typically, somebody had a headlamp on because it was so dark. There was this one day and we were bored and just my friends were in there. It was not during a class. We had sort of taken up hanging out in the auditorium when no one was there. And we decided, you know, today is the perfect day to play Manhunt back here. So all the lights were off and we decided to hide and we were all taking turns. And anyways, it was my turn to go find them. So I'm alone back there with everybody hidden. And I'm stumbling along trying to find someone. And it's incredibly difficult because they can't really see me. I can't really see them. So it's just a mess. And it was a lot of fun. I decided I had a digital camera on me with a flash. And I knew if I would take pictures and I could light up the flash, I might be able to see them and catch people sooner. And of course, that was not against the rules. Nobody said anything about cameras. So I was walking back there and I would occasionally click my camera and it would light up and I would see where anything was, and then I would walk forward a few steps and sort of search and click my light, and I was attempting to find people that way. As I'm walking back through the pitch darkness, occasionally flashing lights, I flashed one camera and I happened to see one of my friends run in front of me and dart behind a thing, and I found him and he was out. So I continued to do this for the rest of my friends, finally found them all, and whatever, it was done. We had started hanging out again and left and went home. I get home and I decide, hey, you know, my memory card doesn't hold that much. I need to clear off some of these pictures because I took a whole ton trying to find them. So I put it into my computer and I'm going through these photos. And of course, there's nothing significant in any of them. They're just all
random photos. Of course they are. I mean, what would be in them? I was looking for my friends and nothing more. But then there was the photo of my friend that I had caught running. And right behind him, there is a face. And I know this could be just matrixing, but there was a stream of light coming from this face, and it was trailing off behind him. And it almost looked as if you took a photo of a street light in the dark and then wiggled your camera around. If you've ever done that, you'll get really cool trails of light behind it. It's a whole art form, so you will probably be able to Google it and see some photos of it, but it's like light art, so it's really, really pretty. But that's kind of what it looked like. It was completely white, misty, it was translucent. But the strangest thing was, you couldn't see what was reflecting, and everything back there was a matte black painted, and 90% of the stuff was wood, so it's not even like it was metallic, and the walls were cement, so there wasn't anything shiny back in the auditorium. I had looked at this photo for quite a while, and what was even more interesting was my friend wasn't that blurry at all. He was pretty much in focus, and I had thought if there was just a really low shutter speed and I was trailing to get light behind it, he would be a lot blurrier than he had turned out being when he was running. It was really strange, and I showed my friends at school. I was like, look at what is in this photo. I was like, what is that? I was like, what is reflecting back there? And we went back there, and I must have took another 200 photos, all in different angles of that same area, with him running through them, with him not running through them, with other people in them. And we couldn't get anything even remotely similar, not even a reflection again. And we couldn't find anything reflective back there at all that would emit light like that had shown. They, at this point, got super wigged out because they were like, whoa, why are you involved with all these ghost things? You know, you take photos and you get a ghost, and you're on the stage and you see a ghost out in the seats. And it just got to be a thing to where I immediately shut down and I stopped talking about anything like that, because I was like, no, I am not doing this again.